Malik. That's at the end of Bishalach. The whole Bash of Yisrael is looking at the mail of every single Yid. It's famous, the whole, everybody Yid, Kefishahu, is so choshev and so important. The Yisrael was the Kohen Midian. And the Kohen Midian, by the Goyim, they understand that if you're the Kohen, you have Chashivas. If you're not the Kohen, then you don't have Chashivas. So the whole lot of Yisrael, what you chapped. So it's coming on to Amalek. Amalek says, "Calling Nechshonim Achreel Vatoyvega." He only got those who were Nechshonim Achreel. He only got those who felt those were Nifrat and then Nakovet. Amalek gets the Shvacha ones. Amalek chapped the Shvacha. Amalek is the clipper that's Megala, a Hevedla, makes a chilik between different types of Eden, the Shvachera and the Haya and the Shvachera Eden. He makes a chilik. He makes a chilik between that. He breaks the achdus. It's the nakuda. It's haman. Yishnei am echad, but they chap onto the mefuzim afayred bein amim. So Amalek Amalek breaks the achdus of Klal Yisrael. The whole parsha of Yisrael is a parsha where to see the importance of the achdus, to see the importance of the mile of every single yid. Normally, when you see the mile of every single yid, it's pegeh in the achdus, because then you're making a chashivas of the protim, not the klal. But the whole mile of Klal Yisrael is based on the fact. The Ekeshechad Belevechad is based on the fact that on the understanding that everybody is different. The Havon and the understanding that everybody is different, that creates the Ekeshechad Belevechad, because everybody's Mekayim Lisachmat, everybody understands that this is my Shleimus, my friend, he's got different Shleimus, and everybody's got their own Shleimus. So making everybody, bring out everybody's Shleimus uniqueness, that itself is creating the Ekeshechad Belevechad. That's the big sod. That's the big sod of Achdus and Klal Yisrael. Appreciating everybody's mind. So Amalek doesn't do that. Amalek is the one Nechshon Acharecha. He chaps. He only traps and he chaps those Niflotim and Anakovet. Those who are out of the Shorish of Klal Yisrael, out of the thing of Klal Yisrael. You see, the way to be Menatzeach Amalek is dafka by showing the godless of a Yid. So Mordechai was so mashpel Amalek. Mordechai was so mashpel Amalek. So mashpel Haman. He made him get down. He climbed on him. He kicked him. He made him bath him. He made him give him a haircut. He's mashpel Einin of Amalek. Mashpul Haman, because the whole vat of Haman is not to see the godless, not to see the potential, not to see the hachosh of every single yid is. So Esav was a ritzach. The whole inyan of a ritzach is he doesn't see the mal of a mensch. Reitzchem, the Arabs today, he doesn't see a human life is gunished. Oh, by Yidin, it's such a whole Mesachah Sanhedrin, the whole din in the foshes is such a bright and noisy of how valuable the life is of a yid. Here we're going ahead to judge him, to kill him. But the whole din is all about the Shafta Eda, Vitzilu Eda. The whole din is all about the chashivas of his life, the chashivas of keeping him alive. The bezin of din nefashas is the whole din is the chashivas of a yid, the chashivas of keeping a person alive. That's the yisod of Parashas Yisrael. So that's the yisod of Mishpatim that comes straight after Yisrael. So Mishnah Bechis Amalek. Mechis Amalek is Megala, the Chashivas of every Yid. Megala Chashivas of every Yid, Bashehu, is Yisrael, is the coin Midian, by the Goyim. If you're a coin, you're Poseidon, otherwise, you might as well just do you another number. So then Yisrael realized the Maila of Klal Yisrael. Realizing the Maila of Klal Yisrael, he came to join Klal Yisrael. That was the Noich Hashem Lekecha, that licked in every Yid. And therefore, there's no point of being Lesachmoid. There's no point of being Lesachmoid. You're not getting higher by being Lesachmoid, because this is your nakudas avoda. So Mela, you're not getting anywhere by being lezachmei. It's also the yisod. We said often that Moshe Rabbeinu was oimid min aboyka the erev. So Yisrael couldn't understand that mesiras nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu aboyka the erev. It's not chashivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. By Yiddishkeit, Moshe Rabbeinu is being done a yid. Being done a yid, then the whole Indian of dinim is all to bring out the godless of a yid. Me like godless, Hashalai, chukim mishpatim tzadikim kachala tayra zeis. The whole Indian of a mishpat is to be megala the godless of a yid. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, was below my dignity, kilu. I shouldn't be mashpil myself to be done faked. My whole job is to be megala the godless of a yid. My whole job is to be megala the godless of a yid. That's my job. It's not a design for him. That's his whole job. So the whole biru over here was that Yisrael came from the outside world. But till now, Moshe Rabbeinu had verstanden that as a dayan, he has to bring out the maila of the yid. So custom of it, of his colleagues working overtime and this and that. That's what you do. The Sanhedrin goes out to measure the cities with Egla Rufa to see the murdered person. A murdered Yid is a hepech of the whole Sanhedrin. A murdered Yid is a poigim in the whole Sanhedrin. Amish poigim in the whole Sanhedrin. So when the person dies, just to measure, you have to take Zikinechem, Shiftechem, just to measure which city is closer to bring the Egla Rufa, you've got to empty the whole Sanhedrin from the Beis Hamikdash. Because somebody didn't see a Ma'il of Yid over here. Somebody didn't see a Ma'il of Yid. Somebody didn't see a Ma'il of Yid as the Cheshbon HaNefesh goes to the Mishpatei HaTorah. The Mishpatei HaTorah has to be Megala, the Sanhedrin has to be Megala, the Ma'il of the Yid.